This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, meeting season is ramping up for farmers and ag industry members across the state, and today we'll hear about an opportunity for the month of February. Jeff Martin farms with his family near Mount Pulaski and is a member of the Chicago Farmers. The group spends a lot of time networking and listening to ag-focused speakers, and they've planned a farmland forum for February 10th.
I farm with my two sons here, and we live in Mount Pulaski, and we farm in Logan, Sangamon, DeWitt, and Macon counties, and we're a corn and soybean operation, and I have been farming since 1976, and my one son's been with me for 20 years. My other son just came in about 3 years ago. So we've had a very successful operation. Our ancestors have been on this ground since the late 1800s, so we're pretty happy to be able to continue our enterprise here on the farm.
I'd say it's got to be a pretty good feeling to bring your sons back into the operation and keep that family tradition going.
Yes, it really has been, and it's not easy. As you well know, in farming, it's hard for farmers always be on the same page and make decisions together, but we've been very successful in integrating them both into the farm, and it's worked out real well, and that always doesn't happen, and it's taken, work from all sides to make this work, but we're doing very well at the moment.
Well, I'm sure farmers listening can relate, as they've probably had some of the same issues, so it's great that you guys have been able to work through those and farm and be successful. Jeff, so you're a farmer and farm with your sons, as you just told us, but you also have some involvement with a group called the Chicago Farmers. I know you've been to the station, you've talked with us before, but remind us what the Chicago Farmers is. What do you guys do?
The Chicago Farmers is an organization that was actually started back in the middle 30s in Chicago, a group of people who owned farmland but worked in the Chicago area decided they'd form a group and get together and meet and bring in educational speakers and try to keep updated on what was going on in the agriculture world. So it just kind of evolved over the time, and now there's more members like myself that are downstate and not necessarily in the Chicago area, but would like to keep contacts in that area. And, for me, it's been, when I joined about 20 or 25 years ago, just to meet people and help promote agriculture in that area, because not only they have agriculture interests, but consumers in that area, we need to educate them on, what's going on in the agriculture world throughout the Midwest and throughout the world. So it's been a really good fit for me. I've met a lot of people, a lot of landlords that own ground throughout the Midwest. So it's been a great organization.
Do you have monthly meetings or quarterly, or how often do you guys meet?
Yes, we meet monthly, September through May. At the Illini Center, and once in a while we'll have a meeting somewhere else if it's a larger meeting, but the Illini Center in downtown Chicago, and we bring in educational speakers, and then we usually have a couple of summer tours throughout the summer, whether it be ADM or somewhere of interest to the members. And there's probably 200 to 300 members generally, so it's a great networking opportunity. And you can go to our website, chicagofarmers.org, and get more information on memberships. But it's something that you should take a look at. It's just kind of neat to, travel to Chicago a few times a year and just meet different people and see what's going on in their world.
Well, you kind of answered my question. I was going to ask you why Chicago. You kind of have explain that, networking with people who might not be close to agriculture and educating them about what you do. I imagine also because of that some of the ag companies and the trade that goes on in Chicago.
Yes, I mean, agriculture is, Chicago has been a hub of agriculture, and not as much, as it was 30, 40 years ago, but there's still a lot of activities and a lot of things going on in the agriculture world that go through Chicago. So it's just a place that is very interesting to meet people and just like I said, understand what's going on in their world.
Sounds good. So we talked about your monthly meetings and some stuff that the group does throughout the year. Something else that I know you guys plan and try to do annually, you have a a forum, and that is coming up next month.
Yes, the forum this year is going to be held February 10th, and it's going to be held at the Chicago High School for Agriculture Sciences, which is a little bit different location. We've been in Joliet Junior College for a while, and we're just trying to change the venue around a little bit to bring in maybe different people from different areas. And also, the Chicago High School for Ag Sciences is a really neat place if you've never been there. It's a 70 acres and 40 acres of farmland right, you know, on the south side of Chicago. So it's a unique opportunity for those students in that area to become involved in agriculture also.
What type of opportunities are there at the forum? Is there a trade show, meetings? Talk to us a little more about it.
Yes, we have several exhibitors that will be set up in the exhibit hall related to buying and selling farmland, agriculture production, seed, chemicals, fertilizer, all different aspects of agriculture and production agriculture. And it's a great place to meet and network with farmland owners. There's a lot of farmers that also set up booths that try to attract investors. So it's just a great place to visit with different real estate people and kind of see what's going on in the world. And to, for me, it's been a great opportunity to just make connections with those people that you'll have, you know, for the rest of your life, because you just never know when an opportunity may arise, when they may need something or we may need something. So we also concurrently running with the exhibit hall as we have different seminars throughout the day, educational seminars relating to buying and selling farmland, farmland values. We have a very interesting topic this year on soil health, which is a huge buzzword, it seems like, now in agriculture with cover crops and other things going on with soil health, related to soil health, how we can improve the soil health and improve our plants. So Dave Oppendale from the Federal Reserve Bank in Chicago, he's their agriculture representative, and he's going to give a presentation on economic trends in agriculture, which is going to be really good. And this is a place where you probably will never get to hear Dave talk, because the Federal Reserve really keeps updated on, you know, what's going on in agriculture and what their predictions are for the future. So that's going to be also an excellent program.
Well, it sounds like some great opportunities for farmers to sit in on and learn some new things. Jeff, I'm thinking about farmers that are even farther south than you. You're kind of near the Springfield area. It's a little bit of a haul to Chicago. Anything to say to entice them to make the trip for the day and experience this?
Well, I've been involved in this investment fair and farmland forum for probably 15 years now, and we do have a lot of people that travel from, you know, all over the Midwest. And like I said, it's an opportunity that you don't get every day to meet possible investors or possible real estate brokers. CAPS will be there. A lot of these people to get a one-on-one introduction of yourself with them, and because sometimes they'll need a piece of land and they may call you and say, you know, is there anything in your area that's available? So I still like to have a personal touch with people in relationships. I think that's very important. So I guess that's what I would stress for to people that thinking about going from longer distances, that I still like that personal contact with people and be able to look them in the eye and discuss business.
All right. Well, sounds like a great meeting. Jeff, any pre-registration or things that folks would need to do before they attend?
Yes. If you will register by February 3rd, the admission price is $50, and after that it will be $75. An exhibit booth would be $275. And you can go to our website, chicagofarmers.org, to register or look at all the different educational seminars throughout the day. Or you can also call our office at 312-388-3276. And that lunch is included in this. It runs from 8 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon.
Jeff Martin of Mount Pulaski in Logan County. For more information, visit chicagofarmers.org. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.